Hello, hello. It is Wednesday, May 22nd. This is the Fish Life Podcast. I'm Tracy, and here we go. So thanks for tuning in. The entire month of May, I have been focusing on saying yes, which really just basically meant taking the word no out of my vocabulary. But what happens when we need to learn to say no? What happens when no is actually the appropriate word to use in a situation? So I'm not just talking about situations where no is giving giving a definitive answer when it comes to consent. I'm not even going to get into that topic. But what I am going to say is there are a lot of instances, especially for me as a mom and a wife and a daughter and an employee, you know, I wear a lot of hats, and there are times where I just should say no, but I don't. So let's talk about that this week. The last few weeks have been saying yes and what it's done to my family and how it's helped me mentally, and things that I have said yes to versus saying no, not now, or I can't. Because remember, I can't means I don't want to. So saying no is sometimes the appropriate answer. This was a suggestion by a friend, Elisa. She suggested after listening to the first 3 weeks that maybe we cover the topic about when it's time to say no, learning to say no, learning to set limits for yourself, and why it's okay to do that. So as a mom, there are a lot of times where I will help the kids do something when they're fully capable of doing it, simply because I want it done in a certain way. Now, I have five kids. My husband and I together have five kids. they range from 3 years old up to 15 and a half. And the oldest two are 13 and 15. And then we have a six-year-old and an almost 11-year-old. So, you know, we've got three older children that have that age frame of you should know better, or by now you should be able to do this kind of thing. There are a lot of times where I want things done by them, and instead of waiting for them to get around to it or knowing that they can't do it the way that I would prefer, then I just do it for them. There's also a lot of times where they ask for things and I know I shouldn't be doing that. And instead of saying no, because I don't want to hear the whining, I give in. So I need to learn to set boundaries for my children. I need to learn to set boundaries between myself and my children. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a way that is actually going to help both of us grow, both myself and that child. But then there are other times where saying no is really just more of a willpower. I actually posted a personal post on my Facebook page yesterday asking my friends, what is one thing you need to learn to say no to? And actually the two biggest responses were my children and food or unhealthy habits. Excuse me. So I find that many of us deal with the same issues when it comes to learning to say no. So if you have a problem learning to say no, what is your area? Think about that. Is it your children? Is it that extra cup of coffee in the morning? Or maybe that slice of dessert at night, or a third helping at lunch? What if it is maybe you haven't been to the gym in a while and you need to learn to say no more sitting on the couch? Learning to say no doesn't just mean learning to use the word. It means learning to say no more. I refuse to allow this to happen anymore. That's kind of really at the base what that is. Another one that came up was saying no to convention. And I feel like that's a really good one. Saying no to convention just means, you know, don't be afraid to break the mold. There's a song lyric called, don't break the mold, just eat around it. And I love that because it's basically, you know, it's saying it's contaminated, you know, like forget the fact that it's contaminated and you just have to keep going and just keep going. So convention was one that was brought up. Carbs. I really love the fact that somebody just flat out said carbs. There were just a lot of people that that were in the same boat as me that had issues with the willpower. And I think that's really what it boils down to with the kids as well. It's just the willpower. Because as parents, we do everything we can for our kids and we want them to be happy. We want them to be successful. But a lot of times we also live vicariously. So we do things hoping that they are going to, you know, help satisfy this need that we had to make things right. So when we say no to our kids, we're not telling them, you know, we don't love you. We're not telling them, you know, you're not worth it. But what we are telling them is it's okay to set a boundary. Excuse me. Sorry, I told you once before, these things make my throat really dry. Doing these podcasts talking. So when you set your limits to say no, and you make a point to say no, it really is very definitive, right? Which is one reason I was taking the word out of my vocabulary for the month. So learning to say no gives you power. Learning to say no gives you basically a leg to stand on, because then you can assert yourself in other situations that might not be as simple as, no, I won't help you clean your room. You know, there are times when saying no is the only answer. Learn to say no. Learn to make the decision in your life, in your vocabulary, in your mindset, to say no to certain things. I know this month has been all about yes, but pick and choose when it's appropriate, because saying no could really open some doors too. You know, it's really very powerful. I would love to hear how anyone who's listening has said no to a situation that gave them a better feeling. Saying no to a job that, you know, you thought you really wanted, but then you found out that the, you know, the pay was going to be 15% less and you were going to have an extra half hour drive to work. And, you know, you were really stressing because, you know, your best friend got you the job and, or got you the interview and, you know, you don't want to let your friend down, but, you know, you got to say no. And it feels good to say no sometimes. So you kind of have to learn when to use it and when not to, whether it's indulging in food or drink, or when it's time to, pardon me, when it's time to put the kids to bed and they ask for another round of dino trucks. Or what did they, my kids discovered a show last night on Netflix called Figaro Faux. And it's a very interesting Burton-esque kind of show. But it's about a little boy with phobias and how he interacts with his phobias. And he has a great imagination. And they cover all these phobias. They cover chlorophobia. They cover the fear of the kids show. And they cover the fear of drowning. And they cover, like, all these things. But he's in that show. He kind of puts his foot down and says no to some things, even though he never talks. So it was kind of neat to see that, knowing that this was today's topic. It was neat to watch them watch that and kind of understand without words what was going on. And that's the thing, too, is sometimes you don't even need words to say no to something. Simply by removing yourself from the situation, that's saying no. So this week I want you to focus on saying no to things that don't make you happy. Saying no to the toxic things in your life. Saying no to the people that give you nothing. You know, it's nice to do things for people without expecting anything in return. And I love that. But sometimes, you know, people need to scratch your back, or people need to put forth an effort to keep you in their lives. And when they don't, it's time to say no to them. So, all right, gang, we are... Let's see, we're about 11 and a half minutes in. This is a short one today. I really do appreciate everyone who has been listening. It looks like we're getting some international exposure here, so thank you very much. I'm not really sure how that's happening, but I'm grateful. It appears that Apple Podcasts, Anchor, we've got... Anchor is the app that I use to do this. It's pretty awesome. I'm sure the advertisement at the beginning told you a little bit about what Anchor does. It is free to use, and they distribute to 7 different podcast platforms, including Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. And then there's Spotify, there's Radio Live, I'm going to say Pocket Cast, and oh goodness, something break. And it's just escaping my mind. But I'm very grateful for Anchor and everything that that is happening with this podcast. This is only the 4th week, and as of right now, I've got about 27 listeners. So that's pretty cool to me. I really appreciate it. You know, 3 years ago, I said no to doing live videos. I said no to putting myself out there on YouTube. For anyone interested, I do actually have a YouTube channel out there that's probably got about 3 videos of me very, very angry, wearing a hat and cursing about something, I'm sure. Maybe not cursing, but definitely cursing something. I was very much against putting myself out there because I felt like nobody would need to see that. I felt like, who cares? This is me. What am I going to do? And now on my personal page, I do a live video nearly every day. They are called Drive and Enliven videos because what I do is I keep my phone in my car, in a holder. I drive, I talk, I rarely look at the camera unless I'm at a stoplight or a stop sign. I try and keep it as safe as possible. But it's fun and I love it. And I'm saddened that I said no for so long to that. So, you know, use your exercises this week to say yes to the right things and say no to the things that need it, right? I'd love to hear some stories. You guys, you can actually message me through Anchor and tell me things. If we are friends on Facebook, feel free to tell me your stories of yes and no. I love hearing these things. Next week is going to round out our week of saying yes in May, and we're going to recap everything that we said no to this week that was important to say no to. And then the following month, I'm talking about music. I'm talking about 90s hip-hop, R&B. I'm talking about Frank Sinatra, Glenn Miller Orchestra. I am talking about some good old-fashioned music of my youth, things that I grew up listening to in our house. Talking about Fats Domino, we're talking about Ella Fitzgerald. We are talking about, some nice old school hip hop. We are going to talk about music that my older brother, who's 9 years older than me, introduced to me. So we're talking Tribe Called Quest. We're going to go into some De La. We are going to just talk music for the entire month of June, and I cannot wait. I'm so excited. In June, I'm actually going to have a couple of guests, And I cannot wait to do that because I love, love, love interacting with people one-on-one. So this is a very different challenge for me to do this podcast where there's no interaction. And it's very interesting to not do that because even with my drive-in and live-ins, which are actually public. So if anybody is on Facebook and you want to see those, it's actually hashtag DRIVINANDLIVIN. If you search for that, you can see any of the Driving and Living videos. You can put a face with my voice and, you know, you can kind of get the sense of what I'm accustomed to doing versus doing the live podcast here. I guess it's more of a recorded podcast. But I really do just want to do one more shout out for everybody who's listening, everyone who's given me input. Those of you that are binging the podcast, I thank you. Those of you that are keeping in touch with it every week, I thank you. And for those of you that are telling friends, sharing it on social media, I thank you. Let's see. Today is Wednesday, May 22nd. Tomorrow is kind of a weird day in our house. I have chemo tomorrow. It's my 5th out of 6. So tomorrow I am almost at the end, which means that it's going to be a slow week until next Wednesday, but I cannot wait to talk to you again then. Have a fantastic day. We are in the middle of the week. Make sure that you get through the rest of the week. Please put a smile on your face today. And make sure you put a smile on someone else's face because you really, truly never know when that's going to make their day. All right, guys, thanks again for listening. Have a fantastic day. I will talk to you next week. Bye.